Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, we welcome now Mulana Musa Akuri Damat Barakatuhu. The date today, remember, is the 18th of Muharram, 1446. Let's welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Always good to hear you over the airwaves. Inshallah, we meet soon again. Once, I think it was been a long time now. Last time I met Mulana was the Wifaqul Ulama program in Marlborough. That was the last time. Gee.
Inshallah, Mulana.
How's Mulana keeping? Where's Mulana at the moment?
With the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm well. Alhamdulillah, I make dua that you all are well as well, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Where is Mulana at the moment?
At the moment, I'm at home. I was supposed to be in Zanzibar, and it just so happened that last week I was playing with the children, and you know, I dived for a ball, and I slipped on the grass, so I couldn't control my fall, so I fell on my arm, and then I broke my arm, so I had to go for surgery. So alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we'll be fine. So I would have been in Zambia, in Zanzibar for about 3 weeks, in Pemba, an island that is on the east coast of Africa.
Okay. But alhamdulillah, at least it's inspiring us to say that play with your children sometimes. And even at this age, Mulana is still playing goalkeeper, I think it is.
Yeah, I know it's fun. Alhamdulillah, you know, you have to keep yourself active. I heard one alim, you know, he's saying that from India, he mentioned something very beautiful. He said that nowadays, when children come to the masjid, then there are few people in the masjid who get very, very angry, very, very upset, you know, and they are very, very abrupt with these particular children. And they want them out of the masjid. Why are you naughty or everything? So it is the nature of children to be naughty. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us at the age of 7 we should be teaching our children from. So from the age of 7, I am of the opinion that if children come to the masjid, then, you know, allow them to come. Now, this is born out of Mulana was just addressing me that, you know, play with the children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be on the mimbar, and Hassanain, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and they would come and they would, you know, jump on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the mimbar and play with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go down on all fours and they'll jump onto the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will play with him. So alhamdulillah, no, it's good to, you know, when you're in the company with the children, then you are like them. They enjoy your company as well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah grant a quick shifa and recovery, inshallah.
Amen,
amen. Mulana, last week we had, the previous week we had the discussion, and that was Mulana's trip to Palestine and a few other discussions also. A few people contacted me also, and they said, please, can Mulana address us and say what is the procedure if you want to join towards going to Palestine in that?
Mulana, I myself, I don't run any personal tours, but you know, when there's anybody interested in going out to these Mubarak places, then they ask me, you know, to be a guide. And so, alhamdulillah, I have an opportunity to go along, and I put everything else aside and I say, no, inshallah, we'll go to these Mubarak lands. So there is something in the pipeline, probably in September as well. But inshallah, all of these, we'll try and see if we can put something together. And it is our desire that, and Mufti Abdul Qadir mentioned it the other day on radio as well, that people must go down to the Mubarak lands of Aqsa as much as possible. You know, the great virtue there is behind these lands, the historical importance of these particular lands. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, you know, so wonderful. So instead of taking our children, you know, to man-made places, I always say go to Allah-made places if you want to go and admire nature, etc., see the Qudrat of Allah. But on the other hand, you know, if you want to go for a historical perspective, and especially pertaining to our deen, so what better than the three harams? This is very, very vibrant. And also, Mulana, I always tell the people when you go for Hajj, I tell them, I said that, you know, we find that when we travel for the Islamic Aswar, then we will come across battlefields, and we'll come across mountains. We come across Qabristans, you know, Maqbaras. Like in Medina, if you look at the mountains in Makkah Mukarrama, then you're going to speak about Jabal Nur, you know, and you're going to be speaking about there's a mountain of light. Jabal Sur, from where the Hijrat began, when the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made Hijrat, then Jabal Uhud, you know, the Mount Uhud, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Uhud, you know, is the mountain of Jannah. And it will be at the entrance of Jannah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi would be elated when he would see the Mount Uhud. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we say Jabal Rumat, where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had stationed the archers. So they are mentioned made of various mountains. Watini, Wazaytun, Waturi Sinin, you know, the land of figs, the land of olives. Watini, Wazaytun refers to that. And Tur was seen in Mount Sinai, you know, Sinai Desert, Mount Tur, also, you know, so that particular region is also spoken about in the Noble Quran. And there are various ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. You know, don't you see how the earth has been spread out? Don't you see how the sky has been raised? Don't you see the mountains rooted in their place? And don't you see the camel, how the camel was created? So Allah Ta'ala draws the Murana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi in one of his discourses. He was speaking and he said that usually, people will say, I look at a woman and I admire her beauty. How beautiful is the creation of Allah. But he's got the great element of his shahwat and his passions and his desires behind that gaze. So, but he just puts it onto the creation of Allah, and that's why he's admiring it. So, Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi says in a majlis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say you must admire, you know, that creation. In fact, when a believing man sees a woman, he must put his gaze down. Tell them to put their gazes down. Jeez. And Allah addresses the women also separately, that when they tell the believing women that when they see a man, they must put their gaze down. So the Quran Majid is directing you towards regarding your gazes. But Allah Ta'ala says, Yanzu, afla yanzuruna, you know, al-ibli kayfa khuliqat, wa ila as-sama'i kayfa rufi'at, wa ila al-jibali kayfa nusibat, wa ila al-ardi kayfa sutihat. So Allah is telling you, don't you see these wonders? You know, this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's things that Allah wants you to see, and there's things that Allah ta'ala doesn't want you to see. So we must follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which we have to see and that which we don't have to see, from the light of the Quran and Majid and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you've got these mountains that the Quran and Majid also speaks about, and there's the name of these mountains. Then you find Mount Judi, you know, where the boat of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam had landed at that particular time is also a mountain, Judi. You know, so there are various mountains and everything that the Quran Majid speaks about. Then the Qabristan's Jannatul Mu'alla in Makkah Mukarramah, where Bibi Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is buried. And then we got Jannatul Mu'alla, Jannatul Baqi, you know, the Qabristan of Baqi, right across Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the east. So there is also a Qabristan. And then you'll go down to Uhud, and there you'll find the grave of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. So the Shuhada of Uhud, and then you'll go down to the 14 Sahaba ikram who are buried at Badr, you know, the grave. So the Maqbaras also. Then you've got masjids. Amongst the masjids, Rasulullah SAW spoke of Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah, where the Baytullah is. And then Rasulullah SAW also speaks about Masjid al-Nabawi, Masjid-i-Hada, my masjid. And Rasulullah SAW speaks about Masjid al-Aqsa, you know, the father's mosque, and then the, you know, in terms of distance according to those days. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid regarding Masjid Quba, you know, that particular masjid. Also, the masjid usisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahaqqu an taquma fi. Then a masjid that has been built on the basis and the foundations of taqwa, it is more rightful that you stand for prayer in that particular masjid. So alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, you'll find that the masajid also have been spoken of in the Quran Majid and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you go and visit masajid as well. And then you'll find battlefields, the various areas where the battles had taken place. And you'll find them in and around Makkah Mukarramah. You will find where the battle of Uhud had taken place, where the battle of Badr had taken place. Then you will find out exactly where the battle of the trench or Ghazwa Ahzab had taken place, how long it took Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram to dig this trench, what was the length of this trench, the width of this trench, the depth of this trench. There was a rock that couldn't be broken, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hit onto that rock and he sees, I see the treasures of Persia and I see Yemen, etc., you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let all these areas come into Muslim hands. And then Yarmouk, you'll talk about, and, you know, various other battles, Khaybar, all these particular battles. So the battlefields are so interesting also that I mentioned. And then there are different wells. The most famous well for us is the well of Zamzam, you know, Zamzam lima shuriba. So that is also spoken about in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you get Bir Ruha, Bir Shifa. These are the two famous wells on the way to Badr, which we also go and visit. So these are, the Quran Majid speaks about these particular aspects as well. So you cover, you know, mountains, caves, masjids, kabristans, battlefields, wells. So there's so much to see, you know, in Islamic history. If you first you go to all these particular areas, in the Middle East, in the area of Hijaz, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to explore the great outdoors. So my friend Hazrat Mufti Ayub Jinnah, Ramat Barakatuhum from Medina Munawwara, you know, gave me a book. And I think every household should have this book. And today with technology, you know, you can follow areas with Google Maps. So he was telling me that, you know, he took his children, his family, and he went along this particular route where the various saraya, you know, the various battles were fought by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we aren't even aware of in the various areas. So these particular places of importance and interest are all highlighted in this little book. And with each area, there is a barcode, which if you scan with your phone, just brings you out onto Google Maps and shows you the exact location of that particular area. So it will be quite vibrant when we can, you know, pursue a journey to these particular areas. And especially now where you have a Saudi visa that is multiple entry for a year and 3 months at a time, it will be an exciting trip to try and organize with perhaps, you know, 3 or 4 4x4s and go into these particular regions. So the great outdoors for Islamic history welcomes us all. And by the same vein also, the great outdoors is something which we must introduce our children to as well. Now, you know, even like horse riding, archery, even swimming. Today the children, they say they're bored and they become keyboard warriors. Little children who are 2 years old already know how to handle their cell phones. They may not be able to read and write. And I'm quite surprised that children, you know, I mean, I've got children here, my grandchildren, or 3 years old, and they look at the phone and they say the phone is only at 20%. We'll have to go and charge it. So they're already reading 20% and 15%, and it needs a charge, etc. You know, they're so virtually active, you know, and on the keyboard and everything like this here. So we have to introduce them to the outdoors. So I always say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُرُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying down. This is the signs that I mentioned of intelligent people in the Noble Quran. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُرُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they ponder in the creation of the skies and the earth. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh, our Rabb, you have not created anything without any reason in vain. سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Glory be unto thee. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Save us from the dreadful fire of Jahannam. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exhorting the ummah, you know, to ponder in his creation. And it is amazing, you know, that you'll find that non-Muslims, you know, they haven't recognized themselves. They, you know, Allama Iqbal, he mentioned something very, very beautiful. And I heard a message that came regarding Allama Iqbal. His poetry was of a very, very high standard. And they asked him, how did you acquire this? You must remember, the university set up and the school set up is probably from the last century, you know, after the First World War, the Second World War. Otherwise, there was no organized system where you had to pass a degree or go this year, or you had the masters and the arts and all these type of things. There was no such thing. And alhamdulillah, people excelled individually in their forms of knowledge. And he said that he had read thousands and thousands and thousands times of durood in his life, until a time came in his life when he read durood up to a point of 1 crore. I've so said, I must just check up in the dictionary what 1 crore means. Is it 10 million or what, you know? And he said, or is it 100 million? Or he read so much durood. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started inspiring him, and he just started speaking, and you find that his words are so beautiful. So Allama Iqbal Sahib had mentioned that they have conquered, they've learned to fly in the skies, you know, like the birds. And they've conquered the depths of the ocean, like with the submarines. But they haven't learned to walk on the earth yet. So human beings, you know, I mean, you'll find mostly among the non-Muslimin, the amount of studies that they do, you know, cellular levels, etc., is absolutely amazing. I remember once I went with Sir Maulana Mangli, Rahmatullah Ali, to Southwest Africa, Namibia. And then we were in not very far from Walvis Bay. We were fishing on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean. And the water is very, very cold. And I'm just closing my eyes and I think of the mussel dance. You know, we should stand in the sand with our feet a little shoulder width apart. And then we should start moving, swaying left and swaying right. Swaying left and swaying right, and then we should go deeper and deeper and deeper until we could feel the muscle, and then we should put our hand in, grab the muscle, open up the muscle, and then send it out, you know what I mean, as our bait. And you know, you get muscle crackers out there, and you get various the black tails and a good few other fish from the Atlantic Ocean. It's absolutely amazing, you know. And so when we were there, we were fishing at this place known as Palkis, and there was we just put our rods, and then there was a pack of dogs coming. I was quite amazed that, yeah, this area and this region, dogs are coming. So we came back into our vehicle, and then dogs walked around. And actually, you know, when the seals are half eaten by a shark and they get washed ashore, then it is Allah's means of keeping the planet clean, that these dogs would come and eat those seals, you know, that just wash up onto the shores. So that is also quite interesting to see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, and the dogs go away from there, and then we carry on fishing, and we had some fantastic, beautiful fishing. You know, my memories come back when I told Molana Stan, I said that, you know, we're catching this fresh salmon this morning here. When did we have a fresh fish out from the ocean in the pane? And so it was a little windy, put the Scuttlebury on in the 4x4 Toyota Hilux at the back, you know, in the canopy, and just put some butter. And then I remember, if my friend is listening, Molana's son, we called it the butterfly fish. We butterflied it, and we just put it into the butter, and all we did was just put salt and black pepper. That was all. And you can imagine how fresh and tasty that qudrat, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was from the oceans directly for us. And when we cut these fish open, then they had some stripe like giant Daniels, which we have in our fish tanks, tropical tanks, lovely blue and silver stripes. And they were feeding in a feeding frenzy, feeding on these fish, and we caught them. So the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely amazing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the story I was getting to is, in the distance behind us, there was a vehicle parked. And so we walked up to this vehicle, and there was a loner, a man. He says here, I'm here for the past few months, and I'm studying the movement of these dogs in these particular areas here. So it's absolutely amazing, you know, that they will study the whales, they will study the sardines, and this phenomena of the sardine run, how magnificent it is on the east coast of South Africa, you know, that it's an absolute amazement, and how the predatory fish come in the thousands to attack these sardines and everything, and these sardines get washed ashore. So, you know, they have documentaries on all these things here, and they spend sometimes years studying, you know, certain birds, certain animals, and they can give you so much facts and everything, but they still haven't recognized themselves. You know, so we just went and delved into this particular subject of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I tell the Hajis when I go, I say that, you know what, take your children and go mountain climbing. You'll see how amazing and how beautiful it is. You'll see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many years back, we took a group of children from Benoni and Lanesia and that, and we went down to the Sacred Bosrand Nature Reserve. So it's not very far from here. It's about 30 kilometers. It's before Heidelberg. And, you know, we took one of the three. It was early morning. We read Fajr in Awwal Waqt, early time. And so when we went into we went up this hike here, children were already all very, very interested. And our guide was showing us around. Then they'll show you some yellow residue on the rocks. And they'll tell you the formation of this algae, what it means. And that algae, what it means. And the placement of the rocks, etc. So the guide told us something very, very unique. The guide said that there's a tree that is known as a kippersol tree. And the camp that we stayed in was also known as a kippersol camp. So the kippersol tree is very, very unique in that it grows among the rocks. It's a very, very small tree. So when the Anglo-Boer War was taking place, then the Englishmen, you know, they would stand under the shade of this tree, and they say, well, this tree keep us all. Will it keep us all, you know, keep us all? So they kept the name of the tree kippersol. So it became Afrikaans term kippersol. And he said that this tree grows in between the rocks because the harsh, high-felt winters, these were his words, you know, when the grass dries up and they're prone to felt fires. So when the felt fire comes into existence, it burns and burns and devours everything in its way. But when it comes to the rock, then the fire dies out, right? And then the tree is safe because it grew amongst the rocks. So I looked at all the children and I told the children, what a great lesson there is for us from this year. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, O people of Iman, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your family and your families from the fire. So this tree itself here, you know, it is in the Nabatat, kingdom of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, vegetation. And it also has feeling, it also has growth potential, it also has life in it, etc. And this particular tree is so cautious that it's embedded between the rocks so that it can be saved from the fire in this world. How much more is this tree not teaching us that we must also save ourselves and our families from the fire of Jahannam? You know, and the fuel of that fire will be rocks and stones. You know, boulders will be burning red, and the human beings will be the fuel of that particular fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. So all these things here, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, when you travel into nature, you see the greatness and the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes you just close your eyes. I remember we went down to Hog's Back. It was my friend Shabir Bhai Kadwa and Morana Junaid, and another friend by the name of Shakil. And when we went down to Hog's Back, you know, we sat amongst the rocks. It was so amazing. They got about 27 waterfalls, but there are many waterfalls that you have to climb up to. You know, you've got to walk towards or climb up in the mountain and see them. And South Africa has numerous waterfalls, and then we have the waterfalls in Zimbabwe, the Victoria Falls, which are so famous as well. Absolutely amazing and stunning. So this waterfall, we had to go downwards to go and see this waterfall. And it was a long 1 hour walk back up, I remember. And we went there and we relaxed, you know, on the tree, on the rocks. And the water was gushing down this waterfall and falling over the rocks, and a cascade of milk over these rocks. And we were just looking at it, and then we closed our eyes. And for almost 3/4 of an hour or so, we were just contemplating Allah, 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 that our hearts, you know, the nur of Allah is descending on our hearts, and our hearts are saying, Allah, Allah, wazkur rabbaka fi nafsik, and remember Allah in your hearts, remember Allah in your hearts. So this is absolutely, it was absolutely amazing. So take your children, go and do some mountain climbing, go fishing, sit in the middle of the dam, you know, on your boat, and look at the beauty of Allah's qudrat all around you, and just say, Subhanallah, how wonderful it is. Don't go to man-made places like Disneyland. You know, that a woman in a house is scared of a mouse. You know, if she sees one, she'll jump onto the chair. And on the other hand, you'll find that, Mickey Mouse has become so popular in the lives of people. And all these Yahoo's at the forefront of all these cartoons, and they propagating LGBT and all the evil agenda through these particular cartoon characters, etc. So keep ourselves vibrant with the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet enjoy ourselves. So all this talk emanated when Maulana Zahid asked me, where am I? And I was supposed to go down to Zanzibar. I was there before I went. So we went snorkeling, and the white sands, of the beach, absolutely amazing. And the kaleidoscope of colors of the fish that you see, you know, in the coral reef is absolutely amazing. So, alhamdulillah, when you travel, there's a lot of places that you can see, and you can sing the praises of Allah. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of us, you know. Siru fil ard, you know, and travel into the earth, and you can see the Dead Sea and see what was the result of those people who committed wrong. You know, and you'll go to areas and see that those people who were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had elevated them. So this is the beauty, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair, Mawlana.
Well, Jazakumullah khairan for sharing with us these experiences. You just made us a bit hungry there, Mulana, with the fish. So we'll have to find a way to fulfill our satisfaction.
It's another delicacy. We were in Zanzibar, and the tuna is so freely available there. You know, we eat our tuna in cans, and we pay 20 rand, 24 rand for a can. And then you just see a truck driving past you, and it's open at the back, and it's all just only full of tuna, you know. So you just buy your fresh tuna, prepare it the way you like, and you have tuna. So we've had a lot of fish when we were there, alhamdulillah. And the spices in the territory are also absolutely amazing. The cashew nuts, the sizes of those cashew nuts are absolutely amazing. Oh, our beautiful Allah, what ni'mat you have provided for us. So inshallah, we'll see. You're right, Mulana, the fish. delicacy, wonderful. So you can try the butterfly fish.
Inshallah.
Very simple and very nice. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to our listeners, and we say thank you to our engineer as well, Ponface, and to the rest of the team. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.